Welcome to the show, you guys. I appreciate y'all being here. We do have a very special guest tonight. Did meet him on TikTok. Great guy. I love his content, love his personality. And I really dig this thing on him. What's going on, my man? Big Tricky Nick. What's up, Mike? How are you guys doing tonight? I hope everybody had a great weekend this past weekend. My weekend was actually pretty decent. I didn't do anything. I just kind of sat around and did, I think, nothing, actually. I enjoyed every bit of doing nothing. That was probably my favorite part. That and I really don't like laundry. Laundry, I would rather pay somebody to do my laundry. I don't want to do laundry. I just don't like it. And then I've also, during the week, I was actually doing pretty well at work, you know, and found out my dogs needed to go back to the vet. And that was kind of like a, so anyway, what's going on, Curious Chronic? Thanks for being here at the show. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate everybody, showing up. Hey, what's going on, Corrupted Scotian. Oh my gosh, that's a cool name. I appreciate that. Welcome to the show. And just so everybody knows, we really do appreciate everybody's support on this channel. I think we're at like 300 and something now. And man, I'll say it again. I really appreciate everybody supporting this channel. And don't forget, we also stream on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. So if you missed it live here, you can catch it on the audio side as well. I mean, that's just the bigger things that are happening, you know, as far as the Gorilla Lounge is concerned. But tonight's going to be a great show. I always have faith in it. I always have faith in good shows. A couple of them have been a little sketchy, but this one will be a good one because I like this guy. I like every one of my guests, but sometimes they're a little sketchy, you know, and you kind of get nervous and it happens, you know, you're learning, you're growing, and we're supposed to change, right? So you guys, I'm going to bring him out. I really appreciate him being here, you know, taking time out of his busy schedule to hang out with us. So welcome to the show, Mr. 902 Smitty.
What's going down? I appreciate being here. Thank you very much for the invite.
Hey, no problem, my man. So how you been?
Not bad. Not bad. I can't complain. Nursing a little bit of a hangover. Feeling a slightly sloppy today, I guess. But I went camping last night and I had a long day of driving, so I pay for it today. I'm getting old.
So what? Why the hangover? Why the hangover on a Tuesday? Wednesday?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Canada Day is today. And we chose not to celebrate Canada Day today. So, especially with what's going down here in Canada. So we decided that we were going to go out last night. We were going to have a couple drinks and just sit by the fire, not fly no flags and, you know, enjoy ourselves and have a great night. And it worked out that, the tent was uncomfortable. It was hot. And I'm here today feeling a little bit sluggish, but, you know, you can't win them all.
Fuck, dude. You know, you speaking of tents, and what's the temperature out there? Because you're in Canada.
Like 35, 36 degrees Celsius.
So okay, what's that in Fahrenheit?
For you guys, I think that would be like high 90s, close to 100. 90s.
See, so let me ask you a question. Would you go camping now? Like right now, would you go camping? Like, would you go to a campsite in high 90 degree weather, go to a campsite, make a fire?
For sure. 100%.
No.
100%. I have a beautiful fire pit in my backyard. The hottest days outside sitting around the fire.
Oh my God. You know, I love camping, but man, there's something about, well, see, I go tent camping, so I can't go. I don't have the whole, I don't have like a camper with air conditioning. Now that would be a whole nother animal.
That's camping. Not camping though. That's not even camping.
Right. That's, it's a tent.
A buddy of mine has a beautiful, beautiful, great big long camper. You walk inside, it's like TV, table, couch, chair. I'm like, this is nicer than my house. Like, this is not fucking camping. This is a vacation.
This is not. Dude, that sounds, see, now that sounds like fun. I could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I don't know. I see that. And I had like 2 years ago, I got a friend of mine gave me a camper. He said, here, 1987 Jayco pop-up tent trailer.
Yeah.
I got 2 summers out of it before I got a phone call after a windstorm that told me half the camper was all over the field. So this year I'm in a tent.
Oh, no. No.
I got my 2 summers out of it, so I'm happy. I'll take it.
I want to get a camper. I'd love to get a camper, but I don't know. I like them. I really do. And trust me, I would totally love to sit in a nice camper with air conditioning, cook my food up, that maybe I went fishing, you know, cook my fish up. And Nick says, dude, it's not like you're hovering around the fire at 2 PM. You're absolutely right. I'm not going to hang around a fire at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm not going to want to hang out either at, you know, 8 o'clock at night and it still be 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's different though. It cools down a little bit. You definitely notice the change. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Change a little bit. Like for us here in Nova Scotia, it'll be like 30 degrees, which is like we said, what we say, high 90s. But with 100% humidity.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
That's what we deal with. Like you guys will get heat, but it's really hot, dry heat. We get the humidity smashing you in the face, right? So.
See, so, yeah, Oklahoma gets dry.
Yeah.
You know, if Florida gets humid. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, I think I'd do better in a dry heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any day of the week. Like here for the past few days, it's been raining here. So, and then once it's rained and then it's like so thick, you can almost taste the humidity and it's so disgusting. And I absolutely despise that. And I don't miss living in Florida for that at all. But Florida, you don't have allergies because you're a humidifier.
Yeah, I suppose. You're right. I went to Florida once. I went to a place, I think it was called Weston City.
I believe so.
I think I went there. I stayed at the Hyatt for like a week. It was on a work conference. Other than that, I've never really been to the U.S.
I've never been to Canada.
Well, geez, we'll have to meet at the border.
Can you get me in legally?
I don't even know if I can go there or you can even go here. Can we even cross the border?
I don't know yet. That's a good question. Where's the news? Where's Channel 9? I don't know. I don't know.
Huh.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I definitely want to travel, though. There's lots of people I got to see. I want to meet off TikTok, mm-hmm. of course.
I definitely want to come up to Canada. I want to visit. You're in Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Yes,
hell sir. Yeah. Because that's over on the east, right?
Far east coast, yeah.
The far east. Okay.
It's way as about as east coast as you can get is where you're going to find me.
I got you.
Thus the accent. And the heckling of the trailer park boy comments in my comment section on my videos.
Yes. Yes. So let me ask you a question. How long have you had that beard?
This beard, I'm working. It'll be 2 years right around the end of August.
So fucking majestic.
2 years. Long ways to go, but
yeah,
I'm going to try to take her down to the belt line. We'll see what happens.
Dude, do you have a motorcycle?
Not yet.
Bro, I can just picture you right now with that long ass beard like Yosemite Sam.
Just wrapping up around just the back.
Fucking cruising, bro. And that bitch split.
I'd love to. A buddy of mine, he's got a bike and he was like, man, you got to get a bike. You got to get a bike because he bought himself a nice car.
Yeah.
So another friend of mine, he said, well, I got another bike I could sell. He's got a little 1989. Honda Shadow 750, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's in mint shape. And I was thinking, well, fuck, I might buy that just to start out something. You know what I mean? Because I've never owned a bike before.
Dude, you can take those Honda Shadows and make them a badass bobber.
I've seen that. I kind of looked online. I was like, but what if I wanted to really keep it because I like it? What could I do to it?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That's legit. I'd love to get a bobber or even have the time to make one, but I don't have time.
The time. Keyword.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much more going on. I think I pack so much more in a day than probably most people.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. And you're pretty busy yourself, though. That's for sure. 'Cause
100%.
I'm noticing the clothing line in the background.
Yes, yes. I've been busy with that. I have no complaints there. The BTFU clothing line is something that was kind of, I looked at it like a hobby essentially at first, and then it just kind of, you know, people really stood by the actual meaning behind it, and it's kind of taken off. So I'm very pleased with it. I'm very happy. It's something I never thought that was going to be, but I'm glad it's here and it's fun. So
yeah,
ride the wave for as long as it lasts. And
absolutely. 100%. How long were you on social media like especially with like TikTok? So I'll put your things up on the board right now, but like your TikTok and all your brands right now, your TikTok, your Instagram, how long was it? And then you were like, did somebody just come up to you with the idea and said, hey, listen, you know, I think maybe you should do a clothing line? Or was it like an idea you already had?
An idea that I had. I mean, I got a little bit of hate out of it at first because I was like, oh, everybody and their dog has a clothing line. But it's true. A lot of people are doing it. But I wanted to do something different. And I always kind of wanted to. I knew I was going to kind of jump into this route at some point. I don't know. I never expected it to be now and like this. It was TikTok definitely was a boost before social media. Before that, I don't even have a Facebook. I don't mess with Facebook or anything like that. Pretty private guy for the most part until that TikTok. One video can change a lot for somebody. And it basically, I did one video and I ended up with about 50,000 extra followers overnight.
That's crazy.
And from there, I just had the opportunity to spread the, you know, my philosophy behind the whole beard the fuck up clothing line and brand, and everybody supports it and stands by it so far. So I love it. Like I said, we'll see where the wave takes me from here. So
do it. And you made a comment before that you're not using like a company that just kind of they order it online and then they make it and then they ship it like an Etsy store or anybody else. You actually touch the clothes. You actually found the fabric and said, hey, this is what I want.
Well, it makes it personal. I find with a lot of these, like the Etsy shops and just about everywhere else that you can order off of, essentially, like if you were to do that yourself, you would not have any control over the package being sent to the customer. So you don't know, you have no idea about quality control. You don't know what it looks like before it leaves. You don't get to send a thank you letter or a note, you know, because you're grateful for what they, you know, the purchase. So for me and Melissa, it's me and my wife are doing it all together. We wanted to keep it really personal. So I wanted to make sure that I was in control of everything, that me and her could find quality clothing. We could go to a local print shop, do everything locally so we can support small businesses.
Absolutely.
And from there, we would be in control of shipping it all out ourselves. Somebody purchases a package off of us, like a shirt, a sweater, or one of my beard combs. You know, I send a thank you letter. Thank you very much for your purchase. We appreciate you. Like, feel free to make a video and spread the word like that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think that adds a nice little touch to the business, and it makes it a little more, you know, a little more personal.
Personal. Yeah, it's definitely more personable. And you ship worldwide or?
Worldwide. I had two packages go. I just sent one out the other day to Australia and one to Slovenia. So I'm all over the place.
Corrupted says BTFU. So there you go. I think I love it. I love the catchiness to it because you're basically saying what is it? You said individuality,
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everybody bases everybody off their looks and the way what they, you know what I mean? Like it's it's equality through individuality. Nobody can be equal until we don't see anybody as different. So that's what this is about. It's promoting equality through, you know, being able to be yourself. Like I wasn't raised to see any kind of color. I wasn't raised to see, I'm not like that. I wasn't raised that way.
Right.
So for me, you know, for us to all be the same, I can't look at somebody that's, you know, indigenous or, you know, anything like that and say, well, oh, well, you're like that, so you're different. No, we're not different. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this is what this is about. We're going to lift each other up, the fingers up, raise up, help each other out. We're all the same. Don't be evil piece of garbage. Be a nice person and the world will be okay.
Exactly. I think so do you really, do you think that so when you say equality, you think that maybe it's because like one, not, I wouldn't necessarily mean a race, but maybe a race, a religion. It's one's trying to be better than the other or, you know, so forth and so on. And that's what's causing the mass chaos, that it's, they're trying to show superiority over the other rather than basically be equal, like the equality.
It's human nature for somebody want to have the last word and to want to have the upper hand. It's
right.
Everybody wants that bigger piece of the pie. It's the way it goes. So they feel like they need to create groups and parties and religions so people can stand behind that. But when people stand behind all these parties and these groups and religions, all you're doing is dividing yourself from the rest of everybody else to try to make them think a certain way. And it's, you know, and all you do is create division. Like, you know, for instance, all these movements that are out there today, I don't know, the hell with it, BLM and the LGBTQ and all that. Everybody asks me in my lives if I support all them parties. And I say, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I support good people. And I'm not saying that these parties and these movements have bad people. You know what I mean?
But right.
I find if I'm supporting that party, then I'm, you know what I mean? I'm pushing, you know, it's, you're separating yourself. And then somebody else saying, no, you got to do this. Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm going to support the good people from everywhere. So just be good people, everybody.
Right. Stop being a shitty human.
All of it.
Yeah. I'm tired of seeing people be shitty humans. I get upset with people. I get upset with people when I hold the door for them and I don't hear the words, thank you. And I'm like, bro, you know, I didn't have to hold the door. I was just being polite, but you know what? Here's the door. You can have it back.
Chivalry is dead, man.
Yeah. I don't want to believe that. You know, I really don't, because I think we grew up in like the same era.
Yeah. You know, you help somebody put their groceries in the car, you know, you walk the old lady across the street, you mow the old guy's yard across the road, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you don't go across the road. You stay away from your neighbors. Who are they? I don't know. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. The neighbor's looking at me. Quick, get inside.
Yeah. Get inside. Yeah.
Quick, get inside. We gotta hurry up and run in there.
Yeah.
So is there any particular person that like inspired you, like growing up, that was just like a teacher, a parent,
to do what I'm doing right now?
Just, yeah, to basically, yeah, like the inspiration, or was it just like strictly like, that's it, I found it, I'm doing it?
No, it was just kind of just by chance, a lot of it. I mean, I started growing my beard because I left my career. I was a spray foam insulator an insulator itself for 15 plus years. And I hated it. I was miserable. I hated my job. I lived basically out of a hockey bag, out of hotel rooms, on the road all the time. And I have kids.
Mm. Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I always wanted a beard. I could always knew I could grow a decent beard. So I was like, I can never do it because I always had to be clean shaven for fit tests and respirators and everything like that. So I said, you know what? As soon as I'm done, I'm growing a beard. Because as soon as I start to grow the beard, I'm going to love it and I'm not going to want to shave it off. And if I shave it off, I can go back to spray foam. This is my trophy and a reminder to never go back to that shitty fucking job.
Yeah.
For so many fucking years.
this man on the fucking screen is like, I'm keeping this because I'm not going back to that shit.
This is my trophy. It's my reminder. You shave it off, you could go back. Don't shave it off. You ain't going back.
Right. Do you, so you said it took you 2 years, but do you put like any kind of conditioner and balm and oil and all that?
I do. I use a beard wash and shampoo and conditioner, and I use a balm. I won't say what I use though.
I gotcha. I use balm.
It's nothing special. I will say that. I'm still waiting on the right product. So if I come across the right product, I'll say the name.
But I got you.
It's tough because my beard is so thick.
Yeah.
And dense that it's whatever I put in there, it doesn't really give it any kind of hold and it still goes all over the place. I think my beard weighs 10 pounds. So I
mean, fuck around.
It's fucking heavy, man.
It's all that maple syrup up there. It's
syrup, man. You just gotta tap the beard and it'll come out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny shit. BB Wolf says, "What's up, people?" I think what's happening. there's a lot of people commenting. I'm not sure if you're seeing the comments or anything.
I can't see anything, man.
Nothing. It's probably the because you. I have it set up where you should be able to see them. It might be the.
I don't know, maybe the
network.
What's up, everybody? I'm sorry I can't see your comments.
It's my man Ukami. He was on the show last week, so that's my man right there.
Ukami.
Yes. Let's see, Big Man Bassin. So this is a cool story. Big Man Bassin. I believe he was a mechanic, and he ended up quitting his job, and he became a fisherman. So now he works. Yeah, he's chasing what he wants to do. So that's. Dude, that's inspiration right there. So
it is big time. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you need to keep doing it. And that's what I was at. I was one of the best. I was told I was one of the best in the country with a spray foam gun in my hand. And I fucking hated it. I was awesome at it, but I hated it.
Your friend Curious Chronic says in Scotia it's blueberries. So
it's blueberries.
Yeah. No, I totally get it, bro. Trust me, I totally get it. I went from turning wrenches, you know, fixing cars, getting sweaty, doing all that to getting so fed up that I was like, I'm done. I quit. And I had a shop and everything, and I quit. I was like, I'm out. It was hard or anything, because sometimes it was very challenging and I loved it, because your mind really, it's everything starts playing.
It gets rewarding.
But man, I hated every bit of it at the same time, because it just mentally drains you.
Did you physically?
I had my own business for like four or five years. Yeah.
That's what destroyed me too. I own my own as well. That's what got me in the end, because you're basically working your goddamn ass off.
And you know, and people always have that misconception where it's like, oh, you don't work for anybody. No, you do. Oh, once you work for them, you work for your customers.
Yeah. It's a whole different ball of wax.
God, bro.
Right.
It was brutal, but that's neither here nor there. That's a story for me by myself on another platform. But like how I started my shit. I want to talk about you and that fucking majestic beard. I can't get over that thing. It's like I just want to run my fingers through it. Too bad you're in Nova Scotia.
You know what kicked it in to really keep me going at it though? There was a beard competition in my hometown.
Yeah.
And there was 50 beards. So I was like, fuck, at this point, my beard was, I don't know, that fucking long.
Yes.
And there was like 50 beards in the competition. And I took home fucking the trophy. I took home number one. And I was like, what the fuck? These guys are there with longer beards than mine and looked way better. And so I had to ask them. I was like, why did I win? They said, because you have the thickest beard I've ever seen. I was like, sweet. I was like, I want to see how big I can get it. And that's really kind of where it's at. And now I kind of, I'm looking at it like I'm thinking maybe in a couple of years, I'd like to go on a world scale.
Oh, that'd be fucking neat.
Eventually. I hope so. I got a long ways to go yet. There's a lot of beautiful fucking beards up there in the competitive world. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to let it go. And that's my goal over the next few. Go to worlds. See what I can do with it.
How long is that mustache of yours?
The mustache?
Yeah. Can you curl it, put some wax and...
Probably. I got it bucked down there not long ago, but...
Oh, yeah, dude.
If I wanted to. But I don't really fuck with it too much. But yeah, I could have a big curler if I wanted.
That's what I'm talking about. Do that shit, man.
Mustache is tough, man. I'm telling you. Grow a bitchin' mustache, because that's the worst part of a fucking beard, hands down. Because you mustache. Can't eat nothing, you can't fucking drink nothing, you can't kiss your wife's kids. Yeah, you gotta fucking
See, I ended up I trim mine down so I look like I'm Amish. So I'll rock the Amish look or the chin strap and then leave this kind of like just barren as my field of fucks are given. Just and it's all barren, but I mean, because I don't know, I hate my mustache, so I just don't grow it. My mustache sucks,
man. It
sticks out.
Mine does too. Mine comes out like it seems like an inch off my face. I'm like, oh, I can't fucking do this no more. I try, but it just drives me fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. Big Bad Ukami says, drop the Smitty a follow on TikTok.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah.
Get back on the talk.
Yeah, he's great. Great guy, man. Great guy. He's so chill, so mellow, and it's like I could learn a lot from that man, because I'm all about just kind of just keeping things just
nice and kosher.
Dude. You have no idea, man. Like, I try not to let anything get to me, like stress or anything. How do you deal with it? How do you deal with stress? Like, just don't let it affect you, or just kind of like?
Life's been pretty fucking good, but I mean, I don't have a lot to stress over right now. I mean, other than the fact I'm trying to buy my house. Other than that, that's about it. It sucks. Nova Scotia's in an Ontario market. Like, this province of Nova Scotia is basically being bought up by Ontario.
Really?
So it makes it hard for the people in Nova Scotia to purchase a home in their own area, because people in their own area, like in my hometown, as soon as that took place, it basically worked out, say that a house, for instance, was $150,000 on a Wednesday. That news happened about Ontario wanting to come in around and buy all these houses up. That house goes to $225,000 in 3 days.
Wow.
So people around here are going to get a lot for their buck, but there's nowhere to fucking live. And everybody wants an arm and a leg for everything. So it's kind of hard. It makes it hard for Nova Scotians sometimes to actually stay in the province. We love seeing the economic growth with the, you know, Ontario, with all the new people coming into the province. But, wow, it makes it fucking tough to buy a house.
Yeah, I bet.
So you got to be a billionaire to build anything.
Yeah. Yeah. With the price. So the price of wood up there is astronomical too, huh?
It's ridiculous. I think my father bought, what did he buy, Melissa? What did he say? He bought four 2x4 4x4s, 8 feet long, $120.
They didn't used to be that way, what, a year ago, a year and a half ago?
Nope.
They put a stop on
They put a stop on cutting everything and all that. But the big problem is it wasn't the sawmills. It was your Home Depots and your, you know, Home Hardwares and all that of the world that are jacking the lumber through the roof. I don't know why. I mean, I know they're making the money, but Jesus Christ.
You know what the problem is? You know what's going to happen? People are going to be so used to spending that much money on that lumber, and that's what it's going to end up being. It's not going to go back down. It's going to stay exactly where it's at.
Heard it's gonna drop, but I'm skeptical. We'll see what happens.
It's not like oil.
I know. I was just gonna say the government should pop in and put a cap on it,
dude. Because that's gonna be ridiculous. Because if the price of lumber goes up, then the price of everything's going to go up in your house. So your typical $185,000 house is going to shoot up to 3.25 easy. And then your people that are getting paid $15, $16 an hour, you know, for minimum wage now over here. Now, if that's going to pass through, you're just stuck still at your same it as before. You know, you just made it that much more difficult.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, it's like, this is common sense. I believe our minimum wage, I don't know, I haven't had it in so long. I think it's like seven and a quarter.
I don't know what ours is. Our minimum wage is $12.55 an hour.
And we're one
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think ours is like seven something, maybe eight. I don't remember.
Everything's so much more money down here, though. Like our milk, meat, cigarettes, booze.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrockets.
Cigarettes are
crazy. Mm-hmm. Glad I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I stopped smoking, I believe, when they were at like $5 a pack here.
I started smoking when they were $4.75. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think I quit at like five something. So Katie says ours in Maryland is 12 and change. So each state has their own federally it's something, and then statewide it can be something else. So Maryland, she says it's 12 and change, and Clinton says 865 in Florida.
Oh my Jesus, we're paying here in Nova Scotia for a pack of cigarettes. It is
like 20 packs are like
13. A 20 pack of cigarettes is like 13 something, and for a full pack you're paying close to $20.
I don't even know what the hell that is here, to be honest with you.
$20 a pack, pretty much.
They might be talking about minimum wage still. But yeah, as far as the cigarettes are concerned, I know that shit's expensive. I'm glad I quit. I went from smoking cigarettes to dip. I tried the little snus, the pouches.
You almost went to the chew.
But I didn't have like that big ball, like, you know, I'm not going to play around with it.
Bowl like that stuff you tuck in your lip.
Yeah, I just got the little pouch and I can just dig it out and toss it.
Yeah. I stuck with these. These here are the death of me now. I vape. Yes. I got to get off of that. I swear I spend more time looking for it. Mm. And by the time, you know, 10 minutes is up and I can't find it, I'm ready to eat a pack of cigarettes.
Wow. Yeah. I don't even mess with it. I think I just quit cold turkey. I remember growing up, my mom was quitting, and her boss handed her like the pouches. Well, or the not pouches, is it? No, patches, like the nicotine patches stick on the arm. Well, he was a huge smoker, like three packs. So she handed me a patch because I was like, yeah, I'll quit. So I cut it, and I ended up having to cut it in half because you knew when I was having the nicotine, my whole face, I was like lethargic, just laying around like, what's up, people? And it just didn't work. So I ended up having to cut it in half because I was not a smoker that was smoke three, four packs a day. I did a half a pack to a pack.
Oh, wow. So you were basically... Yeah, a getting a huge head brush of nicotine, getting all jacked up on nicotine.
I was tore up on that nicotine, bro. That shit went on my arm, and I was like, bleh, what's up?
I've never tried the patch or none of that. It's usually been cold turkey, but last time I jumped on this, and I should have just fucking went cold turkey. Mm-hmm. It would have been so much better.
I think they put something in the cigarettes a few years back. And the reason I say this is because I don't know if you remember or not. I don't know if it was a big deal up there than it is down here. But people were always falling asleep with cigarettes, and then their houses would burn. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they ended up putting like a fire block in the cigarettes. So if it says like the letters FSC or FSG or something, which is your fire safety something, I believe it's those three letters. And I think that had something to do with people having it harder to quit, because it was like another thing in that fucking cigarette to go, hey, we're not going to try to catch your house on fire. Here's some more chemical.
Like that Simpsons episode. It just shows the guy in the middle of it. Smoke. Smoke.
Exactly. It was crazy. So I think that played like a little bit of a little bit of a thing. Seeing Mike Aquino says that he was 3 packs of Newports a day.
Wow.
That's a lot. I smoke Newports and those are brutal.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
So I do have a question for you, and it's going to be one of those kind of like out of the ordinary questions. So here in the United States, when people order a pizza, like Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever, those sons of bitches always ask me, when I tell them that I want meat, all meat pizza, they always ask me do you still want Canadian bacon? And I go, no, I don't want that ham shit. I want fucking bacon. Now, when you order a pizza in Canada, do you have to signify it as American bacon? Or is it Canadian bacon?
Bacon is
fucking we want to know.
Bacon. Bacon is bacon. And if it says the option Canadian bacon, you know it's ham. But you vary. I don't know if I've ever really seen the option of Canadian bacon on any menu.
So you know what that tells me? That tells me that the American people have been bamboozled by somebody over the years and said, hey, I'm going to make money off of this. I'm going to get this ham. I'm going to cut it like a fucking pepperoni and I'm going to call it Canadian bacon. Yeah. And I'm going to charge for it.
Yeah, it's true. It's just jacked up bacon. Yeah, it's ham.
Curious Chronic says it's called pea meal.
It's called pea meal here. What?
What? Canadian. No. Or back bacon.
Back bacon.
Like a backstrap.
Yeah, backstraps, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically, yeah, you're right. That is essentially Canadian bacon.
Huh.
Right? Today, years old.
This is bullshit. This is straight bullshit. It's ham. It's got to be cured a certain way, right? You got to put the pink salt to make it like a pink color and all that crap.
I don't even like ham. Like, I'm not much of a ham guy. Like, I like hate it. But like a ham in the slow cooker, maybe once or twice a year, I'm cool with that.
Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not even close. I despise ham. I remember growing up in the rectangle pieces of ham that you would get in sandwich meat. And I would fold it over a couple of times, put some cheese, put some mayo, mustard, and I go to bite into it. And I had a piece of fat and I pulled it and it string out and then flopped me in the face. And I think that was it.
That was the end of it.
I was like, I'm done. I can't eat this. This is not supposed to happen on a sandwich, bro.
It's true. That's like you know what I mean? You've probably never heard of this because it's strictly an Acadian dish. Local to Nova Scotia. It's called Roppy Pie. Anyway, the hardest thing to explain, so I'm not even going to try. But look it up. It's fucking awesome. It's an Acadian dish, and it's really awesome. So anyway, we went to a spot where you can go to a drive-thru and get this stuff. And it's fucking, like, you can get beef, chicken, and then the option of clam came up. Don't get clam. They say, I don't know. You got to look it up. No. Look up Roppy Pie. It's fucking awesome. It's
candy. You heard that, everybody. Everybody that's watching this.
And then I want you to get in touch with me and tell me how it was.
So you're ready for this. Here in Oklahoma, a lot of Mexican, one of their favorite dishes. Oh my gosh, I just got a brain fart. I can't remember the damn name of it. Anyway, so it's a Mexican dish. It's kind of like a soup, and it has pig intestine, cut up pig intestine in it. I can't remember the name of this damn soup. Somebody help me out here with this, please. So anyway, the first time I ate it, so that my buddy Miguel was like, we were working together, and I was like, listen, dude, I'll eat anything if it's cooked right. I don't give a shit. I don't give a damn if it's snake. I don't care if it's a raccoon. If it's cooked right and I'm none to the wiser, then I'm probably going to enjoy it. He's like, menudo. That's what it was. Menudo.
Menudo.
Yeah. Taco soup. That's about right, but that's not it. It's menudo. So this menudo, it has the pig intestine chunks in it. Well, I go to eat one. I was like, hell yeah. Throw it in the mouth. I'm eating. Do you remember? You ever? The best way I could describe this. Do you know SpongeBob, the narrator? Eternities later. I was still chewing it, bro. I was like, I can't eat this anymore. And he goes, come on, man. It puts lead in your pencil. I was like, I don't need any more lead in my pencil. And look at this. I chewed this for 20 fucking minutes, and it looks exactly the same as it did in my mouth. So I'll eat the soup because it was good. Yeah. It was flavorful. But this part right here, you guys can keep that.
You guys can continue to chew that elsewhere.
He says, you're supposed to swallow that. I said, I don't give a damn. I'm not swallowing bubble gum in my fucking soup, bro. It's not going to happen.
I have my limitations. Like, I'll eat just about anything. I'm almost not going to have a chance or choice. So my application got submitted for the TV show alone.
Right.
And if that's the case and I make it on that show, I'm going to have to fucking eat rats and mice and birds and fish if I'm lucky. We'll see how I do if I make it even. I got to see if I make it to boot camp at this point. So
No. If it's cooked right, you'll eat it.
I'll probably eat it. Yeah, I'll eat anything out there. Fuck it.
Why not? Why not? You know what? The way I see it, man, it's a chance in a lifetime that you're going to be doing something. So might as well enjoy the shit out of it. It's like, It's like, look at that. Look at that. Look at that copperhead snake. I'm going to go grab it.
I don't know where the fuck I'm going to go. If I make it on there, I don't have a clue where I'm going to end up. Like, I think they tell you, it's like a week or two before you even leave, just to keep things quiet and secretive, right? So
that's fucking neat, dude.
Crazy. I threw up. Apply to, I think, probably 15 or 20 more tonight.
That's freaking neat, dude. For real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm only here once, so
I'm
fun with it.
I'm pumped for you. I'm kind of jealous.
You can do it too.
I know. Oh man, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm nervous as fuck. Just my luck, you're gonna get me to go on the show because I look like a goddamn mountain man. So they're like, let's throw this guy in the woods.
Yeah, they probably, it's funny. It's probably completely opposite, but like guys who live in the city, because I know you, I don't think you live in the city.
No,
the guys who live in the city, they have this beard. They have this portrayal of I'm a man's man, right? And then you throw them out in the woods for like a day and they're like, no. I could just imagine if somebody went on the show like that and was like, yeah, let's teach this guy, man. That's a man's man right there. Look at the beard, the stature that he's walking around. He's so.
I get out there and cry. I want to go home. Fuck this shit. It would take one snake. I'd look down and be like, nope. Grab my satellite phone and be like, you can come pick me the fuck up.
Nope rope. We call those nope ropes.
Yeah, nope ropes.
I don't mess with them, dude. I do not mess with them. Now, I mean, like a pet snake, I don't think I have an issue with that.
No.
There's something about it. It's just kind of like, it does absolutely nothing. And watching it take out one of them little white mice, the albino mice, that's actually pretty cool. But something that's out in the wild?
That's a different ball game.
Yeah.
You are the mouse in the cage.
Exactly.
When you're...
Exactly.
So, it's going to be fucking weird, but fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
Dude, that'll be fucking fun, though. You'll have a blast, man. I can tell. Yeah. Wendy says a pet? Still the nope. Hey, Clinton says the best snake is a dead snake.
I agree. Wholeheartedly agree.
Are you afraid of spiders too? Covers
up here, so I apologize.
Yeah, I hate spiders too.
I'm cool with spiders. I'm not too bad with spiders. No. Snakes is my only thing. I don't do snakes.
Bro, I saw a spider one time, kind of standing around, looked at me, and reared back like it stood on its back legs, and reared back like he was a. Like I thought, what is this guy's got the biggest set of dead. I was like, how dare you step up to me?
If it was in my house, I'd probably burn the house down.
Dude, I about freaked out when I saw this thing. And then I saw another one. I did some security and I took my little dog with me, little bit. Yeah. She's a Chihuahua. So she's half Chihuahua and half Weenie dog. And she's a bitch, bro. That's why her name is Lil Bit. She's a little bitch. And she was chasing after a freaking spider the size of her. I was like, no. You get bit, I'm leaving you out there. You have become the spider. You are spider dog.
Out. Yeah, you are one with the fucking arachnid.
Yeah. Have a great life, little bitch.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's going to be different, man. But like I said, fingers crossed. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, dude.
I definitely want to make sure I'm not out on the first week. I know that. So quote me if I ever take it on that show. Give me a call back in here, Mr. Gorilla, after that, and we can talk about this episode.
Yeah, hell yeah.
How much I was being an apprehensive little bitch about it.
we'll definitely do a part two, like the aftermath. So, what happened? Well, there was this fucking notebook.
My beard's down to my knees. They forgot me in the woods. I've been there for 4 years.
I had to use my beard as fucking fishing net and fishing line. So I had to catch my fish. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be like, so was it everything you ever dreamed of? And you'd be like, bro, let me tell you something. Nope ropes? Yeah, I used to pick them things up and swing them around like they were nothing.
They were my rope ropes.
I was whipping fucking spiders, tarantulas the size of you with the fucking nope rope. I'd be like, you're a man's man, dude. I am not messing with you on this one. Not even close. Wendy started laughing. She says, Mr. Gorilla. I don't mess with, see in Florida, there was like, there was a spot, no, see spiders. Spiders are on my, I'm going to be looking around my apartment now for spiders. So there's a snake that it's, there's a rhyme to it. So it's like, it's, if it's white and gold and I don't know. Anyway, it's a coral snake. The colors have to be lined up a certain way. And if they are, then it's no. And then if there's another snake, the exact same colors, but the last two are flipped. Okay. And that's the non-poisonous one. And I'm like, they have the same colors. They're dead. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I wouldn't even be able to get close enough to fucking see anything.
I'm not going to remember the nursery rhyme, bro.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to remember that nursery rhyme. Here it is. Wendy says it right here. Red touching black, safe for Jack. Red touching yellow, kill a fellow.
Oh, I've never heard tell that before. We don't have we don't have them kind of snakes here.
I'm like, red touching, yep, dead. Yellow touching, yep, fuck it, dead. I mean, that's my nursery rhyme. With another nope rope.
We have like brown snakes, like garter snakes, like little shit like that. I don't mind that because they can't hurt me, but they're still out of fucking like them. Blah, I don't like snakes.
So back, let's get back on this. Let's get back on you with fuck these snakes, fuck these things, because I don't like any of them. I don't even care. They're garbage. You know, they're great for the environment. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
I don't care. They're freaky. And that's it. So you have a podcast. We were talking about that once before. You have a podcast. You started a podcast.
Yes. Tell me about it. We're in the beginning stages right now. It's me and another TikToker, Burner420. He's got quite a big following there on TikTok. He's done really well off his prison stories and he's kind of telling about his experiences and this, that, and everything else. He's a great guy. So me and him kind of decided to, we developed a friendship, and we said, well, fuck, why don't we try a podcast, the 902 to the 602? He's in Arizona. I'm here in Nova Scotia. Basically just talk about, you know, what's going on in the States, what's going on here. We interview each other, ask some questions, you know. Bag milk is always a funny one to show everybody that blows their mind. You know what I mean? Just shit like that. We have fun with it. Yeah. So, yeah, we did episode 2 the other day. We should be ready for episode 3 the end of the week.
Nice. Nice. And you guys do that once a week, twice a week?
Once a week. Once a week. We just stream it on YouTube right now. Goals for what you have here. You're doing great. This is something else.
I appreciate it. And this right here, and Wendy hates it when I point it out, but this right here, it's not real.
I was going to ask you. I was so going to fucking ask you. I was going to say, what?
I don't care. Is that real? I'm transparent as fuck. So yeah, that's not real. It looks good. I love it. I love my brick wall. Wendy's probably over there going like this. My manager put her hand. Oh, I just hit my head. My glasses. She's like doing this. See, look.
You're supposed to tell everybody that's the finest of masonry.
Look, she's like, oh my God. Shh. So this right here is the best brick wall in the world, because I'm not only do I own a pizzeria, I also sit at a wall too. So we had I don't know if you know him or not on TikTok. See, Clinton says, yeah, the bullshit, you're in a pizzeria.
So, bullshit.
So we had another guy, Deputy Dane. First fucking like opening show, he decides, he goes, you look like the guy in the like mom's basement. Ma!
Diet Coke. Yeah.
I mean, I about lost it. So I mean, I do like my brick wall facade. I love it. It's
the ambiance.
I love it. Yeah, so but the next couple of weeks I'll probably be out of town again for work, so yeah, everybody will see my hotel room again.
Yeah, we're gonna be like, fucking poser.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this guy, he sucks.
So can't please everybody.
I see, you can't win them all, and I ain't gonna complain because nobody's gonna fucking listen anyway.
So. Yeah, your complaints fall on deaf ears, right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes, man. That's exactly how it goes. Now, back to your clothing line. So you've got your t-shirts, you got sweatshirts and stuff, right? So do you have beanies and hats and everything too, or?
On hats, I'm doing everything slow because I know a lot of people, like I said, back to the Etsy shops and things like that.
Right.
You can pump out a lot of stuff that way, like mugs and hats and pencils and fucking anything you can think of, but where I'm doing everything independent, everything's cash out of pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time I've been doing this, I've been going through a lot of sales, but it's been going right back into the business. So, and from my last little bit of what I've done, we've put out combs. Mm-hmm. So I have combs now with wood burned in it, beard the fuck up on that side, and my logo on this side. They're a beautiful comb.
I like that.
I'm doing everything with quality. So in saying that, it costs me a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So in time, give me time, patience, I'll have some toques, hats, and stuff like that.
Oh, but that's it. Y'all call them toques. That's right.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Patience now. Patience.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was one of those things with me. I was like, how fast do you come out with stuff?
Yeah.
And how much do I want all this stuff? How long can I sit on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the one thing you don't want to do is sit on product.
No.
That's just money that you've spent and it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. So I took a little break from pushing sales just for the sheer fact COVID. Nova Scotia's back up now. We're up and running good.
Mm-hmm.
I added my new colors out. I added army green, my blue. I added the comb. So I'm going to start driving sales again hard. Christ, I got a nice little exciting weekend the other weekend. I was in a music video for Tide and Timber.
Nice.
Right. So that was pretty cool. I got to play the role of a police officer, actually. I was chasing down a moonshiner in a music video. So keep your eyes peeled. You can find them on YouTube. Tide and Timber. They're awesome.
Tide and Timber. All right. Yeah. Fucking moonshiners, man. It leaves us alone.
It was definitely something different. I was like, man, I'm used to doing TikTok videos, not like acting a fucking video. So that was really cool. I liked that. That was fun.
Yeah. Do you think that could be something that you want to do later on too?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, we'll see where the wave goes. Like I'm just, I know I have the opportunity now. Like I said, my application has been submitted. I got the confirmation from the producers like about a week ago that the application has been submitted for a loan. But alongside that, I can apply for about a couple other 100 TV reality TV shows. Yeah. I can apply for Big Brother and all that if I wanted to. I don't know if I want to do that kind of mess though. I don't think I could do Big Brother.
Bro, your wife would be like,
that would be a lot. Yeah, I said, Melissa, you'd be on that fucking Big Brother After Dark nonstop. That fucking room would be glowing.
Now, I can picture you like a female would come walking, like trying to knock on the door, and there you are going, you better back the fuck up. My wife's going to beat your ass. Better get out of here.
Nope.
No, get your ass out of here. Right. Yeah, that's exactly how I would do it. That's for sure.
I don't know if I could play the drama game. That'd be a lot, man. That'd be a lot. Because you just gotta be a cheat and fucking lie and cheat to win that fucking game.
The whole way.
I wouldn't do well.
Mm-mm. I probably would lose. Like, I'd probably be the first one out. They'd be like,
me too.
You're too real. We gotta get you out of here. You're like the biggest threat.
Like, you are good sir, there is the door.
Good sir. Go take your fucking nope ropes and them and your shit. Get out. Just get out. That's insane.
We'll see where it goes. I'd love to apply some shows though, like Vikings and stuff like that. See if I can get the beard in and out there a little bit more and have some fun with it. Like I said, I'm only here once and I want to have fun with everything. So.
Exactly. So it's like you're starting a legacy, you know, is what you're doing.
I don't know. I never looked at it like that.
So here's how I look at it. So you started a clothing line. You're all over social media. You're on TikTok, two different counts, which by the way are phenomenal in number wise. Jeff, you just look number wise. They're up there. So, and then you've got your Instagram with Beard the Fuck Up. Plus you've got the website Beard, right? Beard the Fuck Up with the merchandise and everything. Yeah. Then you're on YouTube. Then you're on, you have a podcast. So what you're doing is you're starting a legacy. So when you leave this earth, people can sit back and look at and go, wow, he did this and he did that. This is no longer like it was back in the 50s and 60s where people just wrote stuff down and took pictures. You feel me? So this is like a whole nother fucking animal that you're building for your family to carry on.
For sure.
And that's it.
I do want to build it into something. I want to build it into something that I want to make a family business out of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd love to do. Because me and Melissa have done this all. It was Melissa's idea for this. This is Melissa.
That's cool. Yeah.
It was her idea to come up with the hand for my design.
Good job, and Melissa. I know she's in there looking right at you.
Great job. She's in the other room, but it was a great job. She's the best business partner I could ever have. So
that's awesome.
Of course, we're going to see where it goes and we're going to do what works best for both of us. And like I said, essentially, we want to have a family business out of it and see where it goes. We're going to be pushing a women's line at some point because I've had a lot of ladies ask, how do I beard the fuck up? I don't have a beard. When are you going to have women's stuff? So look for that here. Come probably closer to the end of summer. We'll see.
That's cool, dude. And that's just marketing and that's expanding. So what I like is when people go, when they see you, let's say somebody sees you from 5 years ago and then sees you now. And they're like, wow, you've really changed, right? And then you can kind of look at them and say, well, we're supposed to. we're supposed to change. And this is part of your evolution. This is part of your change. And dude, you're doing something that you're proud of. You're super fucking pumped because now you've got, you know, it's you and your wife, not now, but you've got you and your wife doing it. And you guys are just kicking ass, you know, and you guys are just blasting through. Yeah. Curious Chronic says that you work hard.
We do. Like, it's tough. You know, it is a lot of hard work. It's a lot, you know, cause I have a full-time job. This social media isn't my full-time job. A lot of people think it might be sometimes, you know, they'll look at it, look at larger creators or things and they'll say, oh, Jesus, must be what they do all the time. They must be making bank off that. Wow. I have a long ways to go.
Right.
And in trying to get to that long path, I still have two kids here at home.
Mm-hmm.
I have a full-time job. I have the most miserable yard and property to take care of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for a ride on.
Right?
It's 4 hours to push my yard with a push mower and then the rest of the day with a whippersnapper. It's essentially a weekend job now.
You call it a whippersnapper?
Yeah, man.
Huh.
That, and I burn my own wood, so I have to get all my own wood ready for the winter. And I have a few trees I still have to take down and chop them up and buck them up and stack all that.
So. Are you going to do a TikTok with you splitting wood with your beard frolicking in the fucking wind, shirt off, and just fucking slice wind? I mean, slice wind. Slice it fucking log.
Do some Thor shit. Yeah, I might.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Be like, look into the camera and be like, and then slice that shit. Let your wife record it and go, yeah, this will work. Or rock a shirt. Get like a tank top or get a cut it and rock the shirt while you're fucking slashing down.
I'll wear some of my beard the fuck up beaters. We have some beaters coming out soon, too. They'll be next out on the list.
Mm-hmm. See, you called it a whippersnapper.
Yes, sir.
I keep going back to it. I know. So here in Oklahoma, we call it two words, either a weed eater or a weed whacker.
Yeah, people call them that. I call it whippersnapper, though.
Whippersnapper. I like the word toque, too, by the way. And Curious Corona says, is it a weed whacker in Florida? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a can of, what is this?
Looks like Diet Coke.
Okay, but what's in the can? What's it called?
Pop.
Thank you.
It's pop.
Everybody calls it soda in the States. It's like soda. It's like, that's not fucked soda. That is a pop.
Yeah, that's pop. I used to say soda, or I used to refer to every carbonated drink as Coke. As I was getting older, I was like, nah, it's pop.
It's all pop. I had the longest arguments with a lot of Americans to say fucking soda. I was like, it is not soda.
Curious Chronic says it's not soda. Wendy is saying it is soda. Where is she at? There she is. Wendy's saying it is soda. So you're in Canada. This is going to be another stupid question. Molson Ice?
No. I actually have one on the table here. I'm a Bud guy. I like my Bud. Strangely enough,
Budweiser.
It's not bad. I don't mind Keith's. That's local to Nova Scotia.
I got you. What about what's that? St. Pauli's girl. You have that out there too, or no? That's pretty good
stuff. What?
St. Pauli's girl.
Who's she?
It's a good beer. It's a pretty good lager. It's a pretty good beer. Never had it. Never had her. Well, it's because she's St. Pauli's girl. Let's see. What else? I know I saw like a documentary or something one time that there was a town in Canada that was actually something about the maple syrup. And the town literally, like, they were losing they were losing everything. Like, something happened and they were losing it all. And the townspeople actually started buying all of this company's maple syrup so that way that business could stay in business. And it was like, it was really like, what? No way. And they did. It was like some sort of documentary on
like a lot.
Yeah. And that was, you know, that goes back to you saying that you support the, of course, the small businesses. That town supported that small business. And that was really cool. Cause I don't know of any story that's like that here, to be honest with you.
No, I've never heard of that either. That's a really rarity right there, because I know when I brought my old trade to my hometown, I was a spray foam guy. So I brought my spray foam truck down here and I started to open up business. There wasn't anybody around here that did it, but it was so new that it was scary. So I got the complete opposite. It was, no, I'm going to go with fiberglass kind of deal, right? So I kind of got run under the ground because they were afraid of something new.
Yeah.
So small towns are great like that. But when you're with when you got a long lasting business like that for a town that jumped behind them to keep them alive, that's huge. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole town like stood behind them and they're like, you're not losing this syrup. And that was it. Cause it was really cool. It was really cool. Fuck yeah, dude. Here in Norman, Oklahoma. Oh, you went out of business. Man, that sucks. And yeah, nobody's going to back you on that, man. You'd have to do it yourself. But let's see, what other kind of questions do I have for you? I know I'm so ignorant when it comes to Canada. You're like our upstairs. You know what you guys are like, in all honesty. We're like the rowdy fucking people on the first floor of an apartment complex. You guys are like the quiet, reserved people, tenants above us. And here we are getting loud and obnoxious. And all you guys are like, hey, listen, can y'all keep it down there? Because I'm trying to sleep. So yeah,
it's a population thing. But with me, I think it's just a populist thing. Like there's so many more people in the United States than there are in Canada. So that it gives more opportunity for more shitheads. Right?
Yeah. God bless America.
You know, there's not, an apple spoils the bag. I got tons of friends in the States, but yeah, it's definitely like having, you know, the very loud party neighbors. You love them because they're there and they're there to help you out. But at the end of the day, you just wish they'd shut the fuck up.
Right? I know, man. It's got to be like that. It's what I feel, you know. I feel that that's what it's like. So if we were in a three-story apartment complex, right? y'all are on the third floor. We're the second floor, and then South America is the first floor. Everybody wants to move up to the second floor. We're loud and obnoxious, and just, you know, we'll eat like a pound of bacon with our gun sitting on the table and drinking black coffee because I don't know why, because everybody's going to yell out America. And then the Canadians up top or upstairs are like, just shut the fuck up.
Getting ready for a fist fight. You guys are loading your guns.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening.
But everybody really wants to go to the first floor because South America sounds so much better.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to come to the second floor. You would think the first floor was empty by now.
Right.
I mean, I'm just wondering. I don't know. I'm just talking all kinds of crazy shit right now.
It's crazy, though, the outlook that Americans have on Canadians versus the outlook that Canadians have on Americans. You know what I mean? Vice versa. Because it's crazy because we're so smooth. You guys definitely look at us as the meek, quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's because, I don't know, I probably blame it all on TV because TV, you know, is everybody makes fun of everybody. And a lot of the people will make fun of, a lot of Americans will make fun of Canadians because they're like, meh, they're just quiet. And then, you know, and that's just how it is. So that's what all we see, not knowing that, you know, you've got, you know, whatever the hell and shit going on over there. And it's like, wait a minute. It's almost the same.
It is pretty close to the fucking same. There's a lot of differences, but yeah, it's pretty close to the same. Like, I can't walk around downtown with a gun on my side. You know what I mean? Not allowed to do that. Can't even have a glove in my dash box if I have the paperwork.
See?
Like, yeah. It's different. Like,
and here in Oklahoma, it's a constitutional carry. So you can walk around showing it off. You could walk around with that 1911 just blasting out.
Shit, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's craziness. See, to me, that's totally sounds foreign. Like, because mm-hmm. here it's not like that. You see a gun on somebody's side around here, they're going to shoot up the community or someone's getting robbed.
Yeah. Now, you ready for this? So a few months back, I was doing security at a nightclub. And now I was armed security outside the doors. When you can't go inside with a firearm when they have alcohol and everything else. You're just not permitted. Even if you are carrying a license saying that you are an armed security guard. Big Man Bass, and I'm definitely going to put your comment up here. Just give me 1 second, bud. So this guy, at the end of the night, the club lets out. There's a guy maybe 10 feet in front of me. All of a sudden, one of the other security guards comes up behind me and he says, "Hey man, that guy in that white hoodie, that white outfit that he's wearing is a white hoodie and white sweatpants." He goes, "He's carrying and he's got an extra mag in his pocket." So I got eyes on him and I said, "Okay." So I kept my eyes on him. He then turns around. Well, he kind of looks like right at us. He pulls up his shirt or his sweatshirt and he loads one in the chamber. Now, when
that's legal?
No. Because at that point, when I saw him reach in his pants, I pulled mine out and I sat just like this. Now, mind you, there's like 400 people outside.
Fuck.
So I'm standing like this, not letting everybody know that I've got my pistol out. It's out. Now it's ready to go. It's ready to go down range if need be. But I mean, I have to worry about everybody else that's just going to scatter like a bunch of cockroaches because they're not going to know where they're going and they're just going to start swarming around. So if this guy would have pulled one up, I would have pulled mine out, right? I would have shot him down. But there's too many people. So he ended up seeing me. The other security guards have their pistols drawn and he just kind of like freaked and walked on. And I was like, wow, dude. So what he did was an intent to cause harm on somebody, period. He was waiting on somebody to come out of that club. But I don't know anybody that racks the pistol before they're ready to shoot somebody. My Alexa's just going off right now. Alexa, stop. I don't know what she's saying. I didn't even say her name. But anyway, so somebody stop talking to her. But that's how it was. And I thought, this is crazy. So I ended up leaving that job, that part-time job, because I've pulled my pistol out more times working there than I did when I was on duty. And I was like, yeah, this isn't going to happen. I'm done.
Yeah.
It's not worth the $100.
No, I bounced out of a club like that before and it was not worth it. My only job was to make sure the bartender made it to her car at night. And that was it.
That was it.
Anything else happened, call cops.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fight takes off, call cops. Don't touch nobody. Don't get involved with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shitty bar.
Yeah, it was, I ended up moving to another club and then, that club started out pretty decent, but fights were breaking out left and right. And I'm in the middle pulling people off, you know, dragging them on the floor. That was probably one of the best parts was mopping the floor because then I was like thinking about, you know what? I don't even have to clean this floor a little bit later on tonight. I just mopped the floor with you. And, as the saying goes, get yeeted.
Yeah, get yeeted.
So back to what how we were talking about the apartments, you know, right? How you guys are the top floor, we're the second floor. So Big Man Bassin said Canada is just up there like, whoa, don't you think we should talk about this?
talk about this? Jesus Christ.
So
oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Such common misconception. You know what fucked us over was the, you know what? God loves you. The Newfoundlanders, you're awesome. I love you, but your accents are fucking out there. You're out there. Now everybody in the States thinks we all sound like a bunch of Newfies.
Oh my gosh. So whenever I heard that word, a boot, I was like, what's wrong with my boots?
A boot? What's all about boots?
It's all a boot.
It's about.
Yeah, it was but back to the security, man. It was a tough, brutal thing. You know what I mean? It was not.
It's different.
Fuck around. Yeah, it's a whole nother ball game. And it is. I won't do it again. But see, you're like pretty.
I'll never do it.
You're a pretty big guy, though, right?
I'm not a big guy. I'm a big guy, but I'm not tall.
Get out of here.
I'm like this. I'm not tall. I'm only 5'7", but I'm 5'7", stocky, in good shape, and I weigh about 210.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How pointy are your elbows? Let me see your elbows. Are they pretty pointy? Yeah, that's a pointy fucking elbow. I'd hate to get hit by that. Have you ever hit somebody with an elbow? Yeah, look at that fucking forearm, bro. You got that forearm. But, man, imagine getting smacked on the fucking side of the face with a pointy-ass elbow. Look at that thing. Look at that point, dude. That's what I'm talking about. I was actually thinking about getting a tattoo of a knife blade on the elbow.
Fun's name right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right on.
That's good. I got my daughter there.
Oh, cool. I was going to start asking you about the tattoos. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's a Japanese maple when it's done.
Fuck yeah. See?
Yeah. Comes all the way up and around. I got to get the whole inside done, but.
Dude, that's going to suck.
I got it up in there. I got it up in there a little bit, but I know it's going to suck when I get in my armpit done. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited for my armpit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that.
That sucks. I about passed out. He kept digging in, and I was like, I'm going to go pass out.
I need to go for a smoke.
Oh, man. I was like, will you please? I even kept telling him. I was like, bro, just please hurry up. Just please hurry up. He's like, I can only go so fast. I can only go as fast as this needle. And I'm like, well, we need to kick that fucker in the overdrive because I'm getting nauseous. I'm getting nauseous.
This part here made me want to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Out of all my tattoos, that one made me want to fucking
puke. Really?
I'd make him stop 3 or 4 times and go out for a smoke, cold water, turned white as a sheet.
This one right here, this little area right here.
That's a shitty spot.
I don't know if all my nerve endings were built up in that one spot, but man, he hit it and my arm would move out.
It's the ditch is the worst part. That was the worst part on this arm was everything in here.
All right there.
Right in the bend.
Mm-hmm. I got all kinds going on. Yeah, it's brutal. You know, and it's so funny when people ask, when they ask about tattoos, they're like, oh, did it hurt? Well, motherfucker, they don't tickle.
Well, yeah. Fuck.
They don't tickle.
Or how many do you have? It's when people ask me how many tattoos do you have? I said, I don't know.
I stopped counting.
I don't know how you look at it. I got hours.
Yeah.
Hours.
Do they all mean something, or did you get some that were just kind of like, man, just felt like getting one?
I got a couple meaningless ones. My favorite tattoo is probably that one there behind my ear.
Right on.
I got a tattoo, a barber pole with an E in it. I got that in remembrance of my grandfather. He was a town barber for 40 years, had a nice old shop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when he passed away, I got that behind my ear. But, yeah, this one here is it's a Japanese maple, but the inside here is going to be a big garden. It's going to be for the women of the family. I'm going to have it filled with, like, you know, my mom's flower for her birth month, my daughters, my sister, my aunts. It'll be just a tattoo for the ladies of the family.
Nice. See, that's cool. That's a cool thought, man. I like that. And then you just go out and do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a Gen X, so I just got a whole fuck ton of tribal. I do have one son's name is right here, and then the other one is right here. Nice. And then I just have sayings right here. So
yeah, I'm not really stuff everywhere. Sporadic spots.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get a leg sleeve, but
That's what Melissa wants to do. She wants to wrap the whole top of her thigh.
Mm-hmm. I want to go from the ankle, run it up.
That'd be nice. That'd be cool. I think that would hurt, though. Mm-hmm. Inside of the thigh.
Oh, and if they touch the back of the knee? Oh. Dude.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do that.
Have y'all have hit, like, trailer hitches, right? Hit them with your shins.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the needle hitting right there? And that's, I don't know, dude. I don't know. After you bump
the trailer hitch.
Oh, no. Dude, I'm so, like, when I hit that fucking trailer hitch, man, I just, like, want to, like, try to break the car. And I know it's not going to happen, but it's like, oh.
It's, I'm going to puke pain.
And it's, you look at it and you know it hurts because words can't even come out of your mouth. You're like, I get the good old high pitch sound. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Yeah, there's Wendy says, do it, Melissa. And Clinton says he needs a couple for his grandkids. I mean, let's see. Curious Chronic says, I only have two and they're both on my back and she didn't feel them.
On the back. I hear the back's not bad.
Yeah, I really want to get some on the back. Big Man Bassin says, peacock bass chasing bait up my leg is next. What? Mm-hmm. There's Clinton right there. Need a couple for my grandkids. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, it's funny, she's in her late 60s and she's thought about getting her first tattoo.
Yeah, that's cool.
Something for the grandkids. And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm an old guy, I'll probably do some crazy stuff too.
Tattoo
my face in the 80s.
I'm going to get I'm going to call it the Mike Tyson. Yeah,
right across my forehead, I fucking made it.
Right? I mean, dude, when your clothing line takes off and all your sponsorships kick in and everybody's doing their thing, dude, you're going to sit back and be like, holy cow, I can finally fucking take a break.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm going to go get a tattoo across my forehead.
Yeah, right? I just can't wait for hopefully someday to look at Melissa and have the conversation to maybe, you never know, it might be a possibility. It might not be, but it'd be cool to have a conversation, look at her and say, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Do I need to keep working or do we need to do this? Mm-hmm. That would be an awesome conversation to be able to have.
So I had a buddy of mine. He actually has a YouTube channel. He does TikTok. I think, yeah, he's on Instagram. And he's got a great following, right? And we were chit-chatting one time. We met at work. Like, I didn't even know him. I told him I was on TikTok, and he showed me his TikTok. And next thing you know, he starts telling me he worked for FedEx. And he said, you know, I make good money being a FedEx driver. He says, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. He goes, I'm about to quit because I make the same amount, if not more, posting videos on YouTube. And next thing I know, I'm still working and I'm not seeing him anymore. And then I asked about him with another driver and they're like, yeah, he quit. So I text him. I was like, hey man, did you fucking quit? He's like, yeah. So I said, you fucking did it. He goes, yeah. He says, I make my money doing this and all of that. He says, and
that's the dream, right?
He's self-sustaining. Yeah. He's self-sustaining because it's he can do it. Yeah.
Good for him.
And I think ultimately that's
awesome. Like,
absolutely. I think if you put in a little bit of work, it's like the great Joe Rogan said it, you know, if you keep putting in the little bit of effort, the little bit of work each day, each night, and it's called a passion project, not a hobby. And he says, you keep putting in a little bit of work, a little bit at a time. He goes, pretty soon it's going to grow. It's going to take off and you're going to be fine. He said, you're going to be so self-sustaining that everything else that you've done, you're doing this and you're good now. So I was like, fuck yeah. So keep putting that work in, man. And you guys are going to be good. And then you're going to sit back and go, remember that? Hey, babe, remember that guy that we had on? We was on a podcast. He had that cool wall. You remember him? Yeah. Is he still on Spotify? And then you're going to look it up. And there we are.
At your rate, you're going to be blowing up yourself. This is nice. I like this. This is awesome.
We trying. It'll be nice because that, like I've told Clint and I've told Wendy, I'm going to take care of the people that help me. So it's just bottom line.
That's what matters.
I mean, and that's how it's going to be.
Now I get to ask you a question. When did you start your podcast? And what made you want to do this?
This show is not about me, bro. Okay. This was your show.
I'm allowed to ask a question, damn it. Yeah, this is my show.
You can definitely ask. I don't mind. Shit. So I actually started doing TikTok. Okay. And when I was doing my TikTok, it was all started last year. Well, because I ended up having knee surgery last year. And then once COVID hit and everything else, knee surgery just kind of takes a back seat to everything, you know, and then it's all on workers' comp. So I can't really do anything. So Facebook is boring. It's the white trash of social media. I was just kind of playing around on Instagram and I just jumped on TikTok. So, and then I started making videos and I actually had a good time. And then fast forward, I believe like November, September, October, November. No, and not November. It had to be like August, September-ish. I met up with Wendy and I met up with Clinton. And we were all just, you know, I did a lot of lives. And I was doing lives like every day because I had nothing else to do. I was at home eating peanut butter, you know, out of a fucking jar. And that was my dinner and my lunch. And next thing you know, we all just started talking. I would have conversations in my lives. I didn't just sit there in the live going, yeah, uh-huh, thanks. Yeah, follow for follow. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, if you drop a rose, I'll give you a shout out. Uh-huh. I didn't do all that. I was just like, hey, welcome, you know, and that's what we did. Well, then when I started talking to Clinton and Wendy, the idea of a podcast popped up. So we decided, you know what, let's do this. So we just kind of just started shooting the shit and talking about it. And we, all of us three collaborated together and here we are. So I opened up the YouTube channel on November to start getting people in. I believe it was November. And then the first show went live January 7th, I believe.
Just and after that was my birthday.
And that's when we went.
Nice.
Now nice. We're 6 months in and just growing. Wendy says January 7th. So yeah, here we are. It's cool. Nice. I enjoy doing it. And then now we're streaming not only on YouTube, like tonight we're streaming on YouTube and Twitch. Of course we have the option. We can go to Facebook too.
Yeah.
And then I take the audio from each episode. I drop it into, the audio file, and then that gets uploaded to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breakers, all these other audio platforms. So then, yeah, then we just rock and roll. We just keep going. Next episode, next episode, next episode.
Love it.
You know, it's work. It really is, you know, and I probably get on everybody's nerves, you know, talking about it and, you know, getting on with Clinton and being like, hey man, you know, we need to promote, we need to do this, we need to do that. And then Wendy too, like, hey, we need to promote. You know, I probably do get on their nerves, but I believe in them just like they believe in me. And I believe that the show can go somewhere. So they're pushing us. They push me and I push them, and it's like, come on, man, we got to do this. But
and it's good to have that, you know, it's to have people on your side like that. Like, I have a lot of great friends that I made off the app, and in fact, they're probably in here. I can't see the chat, but Corrupted Scotia and Curious Chronic, for instance, you know, to me, they help me push along the way too a lot. They probably don't realize it, but they do. They're huge supporters. They are, you know, continuously just helping me mentally push. And that's essentially what you want on your team. You got to have people like that are going to support you and stand by you and say, okay, it's great that you're doing this, but what's next?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, bring things to the table, but it's, you got to have that, right?
Yeah, you do. You have to have that, you know, and I know, on my end, I would say a little creative. So when I make a post or whatever, I try to like add certain things and little attributes to it. Wendy has her style that she puts to it. Clinton has his style that he puts to it. And I just want to see it grow. I want to see that expand. I want to see us mold from out here, get it redefined and twisted and twist it back out. It's just different ways of doing things, you know, and you see us all doing our thing. And we post it up and that's it. But it's a blast. And with the more they share, the more I share. And then the people that they share it to, if they share it, man, it's just like the pyramid, basically. Everybody gets to share it. And then they're like, wait a minute, what is this shit? You know? And then people start getting the clicks and start coming in and watching and doing their thing.
Yeah, for sure. That's what it's about. It's awesome. I love it.
Curious Chronic says, "Oh, Smitty."
awesome.
Big Man Basson's been with us for about 3 months now, so he's been watching every episode. Mike earlier, he's been on my lives, and he was watching. He's a truck driver, so he's always in or out or whatever. But, you know, he was probably one of the main reasons we decided to jump on audio side too, because he is a truck driver. And if he can catch the episode. Exactly. Let's see. Hold on. There's another one. Curious Chronic says, speaking of promotion, reminds Smitty about his hat, please.
See, this is what it's about. This hat, no.
There you go.
Yes, I'm sponsored by Clocks and Colors. Feel free to check those guys out. And if you use the hashtag, no, not the hashtag. If you use the promo code 902SMITTY20, you'll save 20% off when you purchase with Clocks and Colors. And they're an awesome company. They do handmade jewelry and clothing. And they're awesome. Check them out.
All one word?
Clocks and Colors. You can find them on Instagram. And you can also find them on TikTok. Their following on Instagram is quite a bit larger than their one on TikTok.
Is this it? This is it right here, right? Clocks and Colors.
Clocks and Colors. That's right. 902SMITTY20 saves you 20% off.
Yeah. So use the hashtag here. I'm going to edit this real quick. I'm going to go ahead and hook it up. Let's see. And use the hashtag. What is it? 902SMITTY?
Hashtag. Just use promo code.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Well, code 902SMITTY. Bam.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you.
And then we got you here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
902SMITTY20 golden.
BT Haunts is asking. He did come in late, and he's always been here too. Where can he get one of them badass shirts?
You can find one of these badass shirts at www.beardthefuckup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Beard He's, the F up, actually. Beard the F up.
Right on. Check that out. He's actually a paranormal investigator. He's got a team. We're going to do a live, like I'm going to be live streaming one night while they're doing it. I'm going to have it on my show so everybody can watch that too. And then he's also got movie in the making. So be on the lookout for that guy.
I guess that's awesome. Very cool.
He's going on Amazon Prime. So BT Haunts, no pressure, bro.
No pressure.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
No pressure.
Don't choke.
Nah, he's a great guy. I've had him on a couple of times. It's next Saturday, Wendy. Next Saturday is the investigation. I guess I better get my equipment ready. It's going to be definitely a different show. Like I told him a while back that I'll do it just so we can watch it as well. Like whatever they're doing, we're going to see it live on this end as well. So that'll be cool. So they're going to be investigating a house. I can't remember. I'm so terrible at this. I got so much going on, you guys. So I believe it's a house. I can't remember. I suck. I'm the worst person ever. I'll stop.
Either way, it's paranormal and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's going to be pretty legit, dude. And I'm going to be streaming it live on this too. So as long as he doesn't open up the Divic box, man, I'm happy as St. Albans, that's it. St. Albans Sanitarium. That's where they're going to be at.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to watch the show, man, I'll be streaming it. So
I will be watching that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be badass. But I do know it is a late right now. It is here. It's pretty late as well. Now, at the end of the show, after every show, I always find a motivational quote. I try to keep people motivated. I try to keep people. That's a good one. I'm just going to leave it this one. This one's really good. So this one's, I'm going to fucking save this one. So this one, so anyway, I have ADD. So, but it's like everybody else says, you know, just be a better fucking person, be better tomorrow than you were today.
Right.
You know, and just be a better human. Just that's how things are going to change for the future. Be better today. That way the tomorrow can be a little bit brighter. So you ready for this, you guys? This is the motivation for the night. And here, this is for us too. Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. And others make it happen. So that means that's a lot. So if you think about it, some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen and others make it happen. That was a quote from Michael Jordan. So
he's a fine. Well, that's a good quote from Michael Jordan because he had to make it happen.
He had to make it happen and he's still making it happen.
Yeah.
He still has shoes coming out.
Right.
So yeah, that's basically the motivation for right now. So it's like, if you want it, go get it. Go bust your ass. Go work for it. Go get it. There is nothing holding you back other than yourself.
You only get what you put in.
Mm-hmm. That's 100% right there. There's a guy on TikTok that I actually watched one of his videos, and he's like, he walks to the door and he goes to open it and he looks at himself, but it's like the other person. He opens up the door and he's like, "Where are you going?" He goes, "I'm going to go get it." He goes, "What are you going to go get?" He goes, "Everything I want." And he fucking walked out the door and I went, "Yeah."
Right? It's true though. That's
yeah.
A statement.
Yeah. Get
everything I want.
Everything I want.
I like that.
Yeah. Get it.
I like
so, it. That's it. So you guys, I really appreciate it. Smitty, hang out backstage for a little bit. I'm going to drop you backstage for a little. Me, you, Wendy, and Clinton will hang out for a little while, just a little bit longer. Get some things going, get some information. But you guys, here you go. Smitty, I really appreciate you being on the show tonight, man. I really do. Definitely want to have you back on again because we're going to talk about the show.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be here. And yeah, this was odd. This was fun. So
cool. I appreciate it, man. All right, I'm going to kick you backstage here. BT Haunts, thank you. Thank you very much for that. You guys, I really do appreciate you guys being on the show and chit-chatting with us and hanging out with us tonight. It's much love to each and every one of you. I believe we hit a milestone, you know, hitting over 300 subscribers. And I just can't say thank you enough. I mean, that's a huge feat. And dude, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Curious Chronic, for being here. And I really do appreciate the kind words. Corrupted Scotian, I really do appreciate that too. Look forward to seeing you in here a little bit more too. You guys, thank you so much. I love Smitty. Smitty's a great guy. And you know, his wife is a wonderful person as well. And when I was doing lives, both of them would pop on at the same time. And I was like, it took me a second to figure out who they were. I didn't know they were married for like the longest time, but it was fun. It was fun. Now I can't go live anymore on TikTok because TikTok banned me for showing a gun. So anyway, so that's it. That's just the way it goes. But yeah, again, thank you so much, you guys. I really do appreciate it. Hope to see y'all again next week. And don't forget, we are definitely audio on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Just look for the Gorilla Lounge. All the links should be on this page. That's it. You guys have a great night. Thank you so much for hanging out. Peace and hair grease.